Helping Hand, HBR1 stations, Friday afternoons, then online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on a topic, organization, or event that helps the disabled and those among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, the Assistive Technology Resource Centers, or ATRC, is a nonprofit that links people with technology, and they have programs geared to educate individuals with disabilities, friends, family members, professionals, institutions. They are the state of Hawaii's designated Assistive Technology Act agency, and it is a privilege to welcome back our guest and an HPR member and supporter, Barbara Fischlewitz-Leong, ATRC President and CEO. Welcome back.
Glad to be here.
Explain how the ATRC functions.
So people come in the door because they've heard about us on Hawaii Public Radio, because they've met another person with a disability who has benefited from our services. They may have heard of us through a physician, sometimes through a physical therapist or an occupational therapist, because we educate people in the community in those professions. We appreciate every opportunity to have outreach. We also go to a lot of community groups and talk to a lot of senior citizen groups and also specific disability groups, for example, Parkinson's Association, Cerebral Palsy, National Federation for the Blind, Services for the Deaf.
Aloha Independent Living Hawaii were just on and they were saying really nice things about what you guys do.
Well, we'd say nice things about them too, because the whole purpose behind assistive technology is that people can maintain independence if that's their choice. We're doing two really exciting things right now with specific individuals. One client who was born without arms and legs. She's been driving with a joystick most of her life, but now a car has been designed for her that she will use various parts of her body that move. One of our other exciting ones, these are kind of the extreme of people that we work with. A young child who was born with sharp arms. So figuring out technology that he can have access to the computer, to a tablet, to toys. We have those kind of situations, but often it's just people who need a little bit of assistance. Senior citizens come who now are having vision challenges, people who may be losing their hearing. We will show you a variety of technology that's available, then help you find the resources to acquire it. Wanting to purchase something that seems to be medically based when it's not, the public has a hard time understanding that. So insurance does not cover an iPad, which can be used as a communication device. Enhanced equipment that's required for many people, that's not covered. How do we do it? Fortunately, we have a loan program funded through the federal government where people can borrow up to $30,000. We do a lot of car loans, a lot of home renovation loans, and sometimes it's for direct equipment. We have some private funding, grant writing, and fortunately through Hawaii Community Foundation and Friends of the Open, they provide funds for us. So limited resources, but I have to be honest, my staff will do anything to find the funds if somebody needs that technology.
So most of it's grants and federal funding, and then a smaller portion, much smaller portion, comes through contributions.
That's correct. I would be so happy if I would get a phone call and someone would say, I'd like to buy an iPad. However, we do have another way for people to contribute. We have a redistribution program for computers. We will take any computer that is a 7 or above. We are a certified Microsoft refurbishing facility. The issue is the cost of being able to purchase the computer, even though the prices have gone down.
There's legislation that's part of how you guys work, the Assistive Technology Act.
Correct. And we're very hopeful that it's going to continue because it comes up every 3 years and we're in our last year of funding. So with a new government in place, we have no idea whether we will be funded or not.
For folks listening who would want to help you guys, easiest ways that they could do that, or the most common challenges that you're getting in terms of calls from folks would be?
The most common calls we get are from senior citizens or family members of senior citizens. We also get a number of calls for parents who do not know how to use the Department of Education system to get the technology that their children need. We will also get calls from private schools. We also work with the state of Hawaii for people who are entitled under the Vocational Rehabilitation Act to get services, persons who are seeking continued education or employment.
Explain how the loan process works.
Anyone can come to the office with or without a disability, and we're more than glad to give you a tour of technology that we have. We're not a store, but thanks to some grants, we've been able to purchase equipment, and sometimes it's donated equipment. You can come in, you can look at the equipment. We have staff who will go through whatever section you want: vision, hearing, mobility, daily living, lots of educational aids. We work with a lot of people with dyslexia, with ADHD, with autism. If you want to borrow the equipment, you can borrow it for up to 6 weeks. Wow. We ship to the neighbor islands because we don't want you to seek that equipment or try to purchase that equipment.
Till you know it's the right thing.
There's no cost for any of this.
Job placement and retention services.
Right now, we're specifically focusing on individuals who qualify for vocational rehabilitation services. We go through a whole process with the state of Hawaii as to possible employment, and then we begin figuring out what kinds of accommodations are necessary for that person to be employed. Not only the technology they would need, but the accommodations they might need in the worksite. Unfortunately, Dave, unemployment is still the highest among persons with disabilities.
Right.
I want to comment about one other thing, and this is the apps for technology built in now to tablets, iPads, are amazing technology for people who are blind, people who are deaf, people with significant learning disabilities. You now can do sign language online through an app. The number of apps for persons who are blind is significant. Mm. My favorite, it's called Blind Square. It will direct you 500 feet any direction you want to go. You stand there and go, you know, what's ahead of me, what's behind me, what's on the right of me, what's on the left of me, because of the GPS capacity.
And that's incredible.
One other one I have to tell you about. We see a number of people with Parkinson's, arthritis, cerebral palsy. It's called Lift, L-I-F-T, and it's a spoon and fork that has a gyroscope in its handle. Whether your hand is shaking or tilting, the food doesn't fall off.
Amazing.
Anytime you've been familiar with someone who has a tremor, they're so happy that they can feed themselves.
Yeah, no, these are the things that it's easy to take for granted. There's a lot of ways people can help, like Camp Cool, for example.
Camp Cool is coming up in March. We are looking for 20 children with disabilities between the ages of 8 and 15. It's not for any specific disability. They'll have a chance to play with and learn about technology and do regular camp activities. The camp also includes, in those 20 people, we try to mix it so it's kids with disabilities and without disabilities. Mm. So if you have a friend or somebody in school that you want to come with you, that also works.
And that's cool too, because that integrates those people, become sort of ambassadors for the integration between the general population and the disabled population.
Absolutely. And we're always looking for volunteers to work on that program. You know, watch out, Dave. We might get you as a volunteer sometime because, you know, your voice is famous and the kids would be impressed.
I don't know if it's famous, but you're very sweet. That's very nice of you. Other ways that you want to get the word out that you could be helped?
Computers, working iPads, working cell phones. Unfortunately, due to storage, we cannot take any other equipment unless somebody wants to donate a nice space for us to do this. Obviously, cash is important, but whatever contribution somebody wants to make. We also look for volunteers who would like to teach somebody to use a computer, spending a couple of hours each week working with an individual.
ATRC.org, ATRC-info@ATRC.org, 532-7110, 800-645-3007. All the contact information, the radio feature, the full-length interview, and all of our other Helping Hand guests archived at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.
On February 27th in Hilo and February 28th on Oahu, we will be running a iPad accessibility and iPad apps program. The cost is $80 for a professional and $40, I think, for the public. I'm not quite sure on that. And it's a full day. You can call the office to get more details on that if you're interested.
It's Barbara Fishlewitz-Leong, ATRC President, CEO. Really appreciate what you offer to those who are disabled and their loved ones. And share with us your want list for the ways that people can support the organization through donating and volunteering and contributing supplies too.
Thank you for doing what you do and having this show.